This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So just a couple of minutes ago, we were talking about food situations. Like, I found a piece of pizza in the backseat of my car on a plate that my kids had that had been riding around in the car for probably 3 days. I kind of thought about eating it this morning, but
it got a little warm yesterday. If it had been at refrigerator temps the whole time,
I know it's
then
tempting.
You could go
it's
for
tempting.
It.
But here's our question for you. Someone in out east, I think it was in Buffalo, New York, went up to a vending machine, and they saw a sign on it and immediately started videotaping, because here's what the sign said.
Mouse and machine.
It said mouse and machine. There was a big piece of yellow tape and then written in Sharpie, mouse and machine. So the guy started running his video, and sure enough.
Yo. Dude. Can I get a Cheetos? Maybe a Doritos or Lace? Wake up. Give me my snacks.
So there was a mouse in there.
So he thought he wouldn't have to pay money. He could just request the mouse to go pick him up a Cheetos?
Possibly. I mean, maybe you'd throw something in it for the mouse. But so I can't believe that I can't imagine the vending machine company put the sticker mouse in machine. Someone else must have seen it and was warning people.
Right, and
right?
Didn't have any way of getting the mouse out of there.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think I could eat something from a vending machine with a mouse in it. Could you?
Well, I would definitely wash the wrapper off before I
ate
it.
You could do it.
I mean, it would really depend on how hungry I was. Now, did they finally take those vending machines out of our break room? I saw some people down there talking the other day that seemed like I haven't gone in that room. But seriously, I don't think those vending machines had been filled since like 2021.
Yeah.
22, but there was still candy bars in there.
There were.
Yeah, and I resisted buying stuff that was like 3 years expired.
Until? Or you did totally resist?
I thought there was going to be
a day you did.
Well, half the time it didn't work. It would just steal your money.
Right.
And the people obviously didn't remember they had those vending machines.
Right.
Until recently.
So now if the mouse vending machine, all those snacks inside were free...
I would just be concerned about, I mean, because I lived in a mouse infested apartment on Madison's East Side.
Mm-hmm. I think you were the guest and they were living there.
It kind of seemed that way, but I just remember how disgusting it is when mice are around things.
Yes.
So I think that I would probably draw the line at that, but you always made fun of me for when I forgot a beer in the porta potty at the Willie Street Fair.
And she went back in for it.
Well, it was on a high shelf above.
I know, but someone used it in between,
yeah,
right?
Did they pee upward?
I don't know. Just even bringing it in there. A porta potty in general. But it was up on a high shelf. I guess that makes it. And the weird thing, everybody, was that a mouse handed her her beer back and said, thank you very much.
Yeah, right.